This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad. This is Parklandia, a production of iHeartRadio.
We sold our loft in Chicago, moved into an RV full-time, and now we're traveling the country with our dog, Finn, exploring America's national parks.
And today, I'm really, really excited because we're going to introduce a new segment in our show called Boondocking with Brad. This is a new segment that we're doing throughout the podcast, throughout the season. We'll have 5 episodes of these. And really what the main goal is to help you find the right RV for you, to help you dive into the essentials that you don't even realize that were not included in the RV. It's about hooking up for the first time. It's about boondocking for the first time and going back to the basics, like minimizing your life. So what the goal is of Boondocking with Brad is to really help you dive into seeing if this is right for you, to give you the tools and the necessities to find out how to do this in order, right? Because not everybody grew up going to places with RV, whether that be a pop-up, a Class A, Class C, Class B, whatever it is. You know, families just don't always have those opportunities, but that doesn't mean that you can't do it yourself. So my goal is to help you start your education process on this. It won't be a complete 360 circle, but stick with me because I really want to help you find these essentials. We're going to take you on a big journey so you don't make the same mistakes that we've done. What was the biggest mistake that we probably made, Matt?
Well, that's hard for me to answer because I feel like I'm pretty oblivious when it comes to most RV things still.
Yeah.
But biggest mistake probably, was it the incident in Santa Fe?
Ooh, what one was that? Oh, yeah. No, that was it.
The dump tank. Incident.
Yeah, okay. So I was trying to lead in for the size of the RV, but...
Oh, okay.
But yeah, we'll get into that. But you're going to have to stay tuned for a future episode of Boondocking and Brad to talk about that incident. The biggest mistake we probably made was finding the right RV for us. We got a Class C, which is great. And there's a lot of great portions of a Class C, like the slide outs, where they're positioned, like ours is in the back in the bed. But it would have been better to have one in the front room so you have more living space, right? So there's different classes of RVs, which we're going to go over first. And then there's different slide out options for all of these. So I'm going to start telling you with the Class A. These are the big rigs. You know, those are the ones that people use for tour buses, to travel around the country full time for their bands or, you know, anything like that. So these are the big, big rigs. There's gas and there's diesel versions, and it's always better to get a diesel pusher when you get a Class A just because of fuel and the engine maintenance and everything like that. It's a much better run RV when you're talking about over 30-foot RVs. Class B conversion vans, you would think that that would just go down, but actually that's the conversion vans, right? So those are your van life campers, you know, the ones that are trying to stay off the grid. They have their generators and their ACs, so that way they can just live off the land and do a lot of boondocking. They're a beautiful way to view the country and visit the country. For Matt and I, it didn't make sense because we have Matt, myself, and Finn.
Right.
So the three of us living in that full time would be a little more than intense.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare, yeah.
Yeah. But there are the Class B conversion vans like the buses. Those would also be technically Class Bs. And yes, but there would have been way too much build out and time and effort. And seeing how we lived in Chicago, we didn't have enough space to actually build out our own conversion van. So we had to go with something that made more sense for us and what we thought that would be a Class C. And Class Cs are going to be mostly under 30 foot. They're the trucks that have the built-in campers. And basically, you're looking at that overhead piece. Over the driver's and passenger seats, you're going to have that extra bunk. These are great for like long family road trips and then coming back, like a month long or things like that. Those are really what Class Cs were built out for. It really wasn't made for full-time living, but it can definitely happen. I mean, we've been making it work for over a year now, and you know, we've ran into our own issues there. And that's mostly of, for us, where the slide outs have been placed. Like I was saying, our slide out is in our bedroom, which is in the back. So that means we have a very slim path to walk up and down in. And so we always run into each other and like we're trying to like when guests are over, oh my gosh, how complicated
yeah,
is that?
Forget it. I know it's like human Tetris.
It really is. Like we're like, okay, so, you know, when you're sitting there, make sure that your legs are over the side so we can still walk through.
Yeah.
Now, if our slide out was in the living room, we would have that extra space and it would be so much easier to travel with multiple people. But it really works for our little family, you know, the two of us and Finn. It's like that perfect size for us and what we're doing. It's just if that slide out was different, it would be beautiful and be perfect. Perfection.
Right.
Now, going into some other types of RVs, when we're talking about ones that are not with a built-in motor, we have a lot of different pull-behind options. There's the fifth wheels, there's toy haulers, travel trailers, pop-ups, and trunk campers. Now, some of these you can live in full-time. Some of them you would never want to. It would be horrendous. The fifth wheel options, those ones are normally with a big, like 30 plus foot living spaces behind. And basically a fifth wheel is installed into your truck and there's a big hinge basically, and you drive your truck into it and it picks it up. But you're talking about the whole bed of your truck is taken up by this. So if you wanted to try to like, you know, do an event or, you know, pack in your truck as well, you're not going to, because this, where this hooks up, it doesn't hook up on your tailgate like the rest of pull behinds do. There's toy haulers, which are actually an amazing one to have, because what that basically means is the whole back will actually drop like a ramp. So you can actually bring in your ATVs, you can bring in your motorcycles, you can sometimes even fit a whole car in there if you're like a car collector or things like that. So there's the toy haulers can really fit in a lot of extra space. And a lot of times when you pull down that back door, your bed actually pulls up to the ceiling or an extra couch or things like that. So there's like hidden, it's a really fascinating build for a trailer. So if you're an outdoorsman and you want to do more with your life outside of like, you know, with ATVs or motorcycles or dune buggies, if you're a car collector, then that's probably more of your style. And when you go down from toy haulers, you kind of go into these travel trailers. These travel trailers are ones that you're going to find that are like 20 foot, 25 maybe. You can go a little bit longer, but they're going to go on your normal hitch. So those are going to be your normal truck hitches that are going to be pulling it. And when you pull those, you're definitely want to get more you're going to want to get more equipment like a sway bar and a load bar. which basically that will help you from jackknifing your trailers or like when you're driving from it tipping and things like that. When we were pulling behind a regular trailer behind our RV this year, we had one of those and it made it feel like it was part of the RV. And I never felt unsafe pulling that trailer across the country. The next one is actually really great for weekend trips, pop-up campers. Your family had a pop-up camper, didn't they?
Yeah.
Your mom, I think.
We used that a lot whenever we would go camping as a family, like a pop-up type thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. You have to like literally pop it up, pull it out, and all this stuff. Yeah.
Could you imagine living on the road full-time in a pop-up?
Absolutely not.
No, right?
No.
But it's perfect for your quick weekend, maybe a week, but like you don't really want to like live in it or anything like that. And because like every time you take it down the road, you have to put it back down because otherwise it acts like a kite where it'll just like woof.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll definitely mess that thing up real quick if you don't. Another beautiful addition to the RV world was truck campers. These truck campers, basically your truck, you back up into it, you drop it on your truck, hook it up, and then you can drive away with your camper. These are great, again, for weekend trips. I've seen people use these as like conversion van styles where they're living on the road with them. Kudos to them, but I could not do that because we're talking about a 10 by 10 by 10 space.
Jeez.
And a 10 by 10 by 10 space, I mean, you have to love and be in the perfect climates all year round. Like right now where it's a little bit colder for us, it would be miserable to sleep in that. I couldn't. I wouldn't.
No, not at all.
Because I would hear Matt like yelling at me and all these kind of things.
Yeah, but. Well, I'm freezing now in our RV.
Yeah, so basically, you know, there's all these different kinds, and it's really about finding the right one for you. If you're a weekend warrior, you know, definitely truck campers, pop-ups, travel trailers, and even some toy haulers. But when you're living in an RV full-time, you kind of want to find the right hookups in the right place for you. For us, Class C was really great because we can get into a lot of national parks and around them. We've only run into like two where we're 3 foot too big to like drive the RV through that specific national park. So we could actually almost get around the country easy with our Class C.
Yeah.
Class Bs are just like any kind of van. It's like a Sprinter van that's converted or a bus. So most places you're going to be really able to get around that country. Class A, you're going to definitely want to pull behind a car because you're not going to be able to get everywhere. You can't go into the cities with these things. You know, it's not going to be easy. So when you're driving, you have to find out your skill of driving to find out really what's right for you. These aren't the easiest conversations to have, but if you have questions about finding the right RV for you and you want more answers, you can find us at Parklandia Pod on Instagram or on Twitter at Parklandia Pod and our Facebook group, Parklandia Rangers. There's many different ways to get a hold of us, and I'd love to have those conversations with you and help you find what's right for you. You've been listening to Parklandia, a show about national parks.
Parklandia is a production of iHeartRadio.
Created by Matt Kerouac, Brad Kerouac, and Christopher Hasiotis.
Produced and edited by Mike Johns.
Our executive producer is Christopher Hasiotis.
Our researcher is Jesslyn Shields.
A special thanks goes out to Gabrielle Collins, Crystal Waters, and the rest of the Parklandia crew.
And hey, listeners, if you're enjoying the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people like you find our show.
You can keep up with us on social media as well. Check out our photos from our travels on Instagram at Parklandia Pod and join in on the conversation in our Facebook group, Parklandia Rangers.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And as always, thank you for listening.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.